With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A restraining order will keep fishing open to non-tribal members on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation for now. The Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa had sought to restrict fishing for muskie and walleye to tribal members only on 19 lakes, citing concerns about the state of the fishery. The state filed a complaint in federal court in the Western District of Wisconsin, and a temporary restraining order was issued ensuring fishing by non-tribal anglers could continue. The tribe issued a statement saying it will comply with the court's order. The tribe said during the period the order is in effect, state-licensed anglers may fish on Wisconsin's navigable waters within the Lac du Flambeau Reservation under Wisconsin regulations. The statement went on to say the tribe is preparing for a full hearing before the courts on May 29th, where it will present the record, the tribe's emergency management framework, and the legal foundation for the resolutions. A news release from the Wisconsin DNR said the state of Wisconsin remains committed to collaborating with the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians on important conservation work to protect the walleye and muskie fisheries. The Lac du Flambeau tribe statement said the tribe respects the court's process and remains committed to government-to-government relations with the state of Wisconsin and to the protection of treaty-protected resources for present and future generations. People who feel a stronger sense of belonging and connection in their community are less likely to experience mental health issues like depression, anxiety, and stress. Building that connection can be a struggle for some. The Lincoln County Health Department created a challenge to help. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports as part of our Solutions Journalism Initiative.
Health professionals in the Northwoods and beyond are seeing concerning trends when it comes to mental health. More adults are reporting poor mental health. They're experiencing longer waits to be seen by a mental health professional. Kids and teens express challenges with feeling like they belong. Lincoln County Health Department Public Health Promotion and Education Specialist Kristen Bath says, as a whole, they're finding people are losing their social connections.
Social connection is really the backbone to our mental health and well-being. We need to have positive relationships with others where we feel we belong, are valued, cared for, and supported. And data shows that social connection at an early age is essential for learning life skills that allow us to build and maintain relationships.
To help combat this, the health department created a social connection challenge. Individuals, friend groups, and families sign up to complete 15 out of the 50 challenges during the month of May. They range from going on a walk with someone, to helping coach a youth team, to hosting a cookout. Last year was the first year the health department put out the challenge. Bath says 90% of those that participated reported yes or somewhat that the challenge helped improve their mental health and connections with others.
And I'll just share a couple of the responses that we got. One was, I called a friend I hadn't talked to in years just because life got busy. Went on a hike at Tim's Hill with my girlfriend. We had such a good time. Helped my great-grandparents. Helped distribute free lunches. Tried yoga classes and did random acts of kindness, which made me feel good while helping others. And to me, that was my favorite part. That's what this whole challenge is all about.
Bath says the goal is that by doing these activities with others, people will recognize the impact they have on their mental health. The challenge is open to those that live or work in Lincoln County. You can find more information on how to participate at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Indigenous peoples across North America are gathering this month to raise awareness about the disproportionate violence in their communities while demanding sustained response from authorities. While May 5th is recognized as the Day of Awareness in the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Movement, events are already starting and planned throughout the month. Events include prayer walks, art exhibits, self-defense classes, film screenings, 5K runs, healing circles, and marches and speeches at the U.S. state capitals to plead for better cooperation among law enforcement agencies. U.S. Justice Department data shows indigenous women are more than twice as likely to be homicide victims than the national average. Many people wear red and paint their faces with red handprints while vowing to speak for those who have been silenced. An Antigo man is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle after a crash that killed a Wittenberg woman. The Langlade County Dispatch Center received a report of the crash around 10:24 p.m. on April 22nd. 45-year-old Gina Marie Brunner died in the crash. 25-year-old Corey Pizchor now faces charges including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The names of two men involved in last week's fatal shooting in Taylor County have been released. 19-year-old Brent Porter of Marshfield is accused of killing 21-year-old Austin Olson of Medford outside a home in the town of Little Black last Tuesday. Porter is in custody facing a charge of reckless homicide. The House passed a $390 billion farm bill last week. Farmers are relieved to see some progress, but Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports the legislation faces serious obstacles in the Senate.
The House didn't make many changes to existing farm policy. The bill doesn't expand ethanol use or create new protections for farm chemical manufacturers. Farm bills are supposed to last 5 years. It's been 8 since Congress passed the last one. So Iowa State Ag Economist Chad Hart says the House passing a new farm bill is real progress.
We've taken a step to actually having a farm bill again for the next 5 years, but it's only the first step of the process.
The next step is the Senate, but senators may have to deal with larger issues. Last year, Congress cut food assistance by $187 billion. Senate Democrats want to restore at least part of that funding. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.